There are places people give offerings of food and so forth to idols. People have shrines in their homes or in their front yard sometimes. Shrines they believe will bring the blessing of God or of the gods. But you don't have to have a graven image in your home to be an idol worshiper. Some worship money, others possessions, and some worship ideas that they put in front of God, relegating God to irrelevance. Notice what Paul wrote to the Colossian Christians. Mortify or put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, Colossians 3:5. You might not think that love for things or position or ideas is idolatry, but that's exactly what it is. Don't let anything be more important to you today than the will of God being done in your life. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.